And I'm joined by my next two guests from the Uckfield Business Awards. I am joined by Simon from Parfit and Cresswell, and I am joined from Lewis from Get Crisp. Good afternoon. How are you both?
Very well, thank you very much.
Good. Very good. Amazing. Everyone all good? Lovely stuff. Brilliant. Now, I'm going to ask you the same questions I asked my previous guests. Hopefully, it will give a bit of an overview about what it is that you guys are doing and the awards that you are sponsoring. But first of all, a bit of a shameless plug for the both of you. What is it that you both do and how is business going at the moment?
I'll go first.
Yeah, go for it. Absolutely.
Yep, Simon Stewims here from Parfit Cresswell Solicitors, local Uckfield Solicitors. Business is going very well, thank you very much.
Fabulous.
Touch wood, but never say never, so we're very conscious of that. So we're expanding. We're obviously involved very much in the local business scene and the community. Mm-hmm. We're about to move branch offices from the Bellbrook Industrial Estate on the edge of town to the middle of town behind Waitrose.
Oh, amazing.
Sorry, other supermarkets are available.
Yes.
And the next step is to get in there, so we're working on that, so we should be in there in the summer.
Yeah,
we're very much looking forward to working with everybody locally in a much more direct way, so we're looking forward to it. Yes.
Fabulous. Amazing. What about you, Lewis?
Yeah, so we're Get Crisp. So Get Crisp are a full stack marketing agency.
Yep.
Based in Lewis, so Lewis from Lewis.
Yes.
Full stack marketing agency, so we help businesses of all kinds of marketing campaigns. We've got a team of content writers, graphic designers, social creators, videographers, mm-hmm. editors. We've got a development team as well.
Amazing.
So, helping businesses with all kinds of campaigns from email to web projects, building social presence, all that kind of thing.
Brilliant. And business going all right for you guys
as
well?
Very good. Yeah, been growing year on year for 10 years. So
good.
Good.
Excellent stuff. Amazing. So why did you both decide to sponsor the awards and how did you choose your category? So you're both sponsoring different categories, which is different to the people I just had on about an hour ago. They were sponsoring the same category.
Okay.
So Simon, we'll start with you.
Yeah,
what category is it that you're sponsoring? Why did you choose to get involved and how did you choose it?
Thank you for asking. Best new business, which for us is really important because we obviously want to make sure that we're assisting the business locally and beyond.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a really healthy way where you look at new entrants to the market of whatever type of business it is.
Yeah.
They also need support as well along the way. The priority is for them to grow and survive, frankly, mm-hmm. then grow, maybe. And we'd really be pleased to be part of that. So that's why we thought that would really fit very well with our business setup.
Amazing. And you've sponsored the awards before, haven't you?
Yes, we have. And it was very, very enjoyable judging. And the evening itself, for those of you who haven't got tickets yet, if I'm thinking that maybe some of you able, it's a very, very good night out.
Yes.
And very positive night out, where a lot of variety of people attend.
Yeah.
And you meet some people you knew already, and you see some people you didn't know already, and it's a really good night out. Yes, we're really, really excited and very much an enjoyable event for us.
Amazing. And Lewis, what about you? This is your first time sponsoring, isn't it?
Yes, a bit different for us, actually. So we got in contact with Ian, mm-hmm. Ian got in contact with us a few months ago. So we've started helping with the promotion, the marketing of the
amazing
of the awards, taking over the website, helping with that.
Brilliant.
And then got into sponsorship that way.
Fabulous.
So a bit of a different routine first time.
Yeah. No, it's good though. It's good. And it's good that you're able to use what you guys do in your business to support the awards.
Yeah.
That's so interesting.
Absolutely,
I love that.
Yeah.
Amazing. And how did you choose your category?
Well, we're sponsoring the investment in people category. Mm. I think for us, so we're a services-based business. I think there's a natural fit there in terms of mm-hmm. how we like to develop our staff. And I think meeting businesses locally and seeing how they're helping their team and their staff to develop sort of a natural fit for us.
Absolutely. Mm. Amazing stuff. All right. So what are you looking most forward to about being involved, Simon?
Well, from previous experience, and I'm sure it'll be the same this time around, it's not just about the experience of being involved, because that's brilliant and it's a very positive, hopefully, experience for all involved, but it's obviously meeting the businesses that are startups, effectively, and you know, hoping that they're going to survive and prosper in what's a tricky business market, I think, personally, at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so, that's going to be the... Because, obviously, what we don't know right now, because we're still working on the number of entrants and the types of business that will emerge once the nominations close.
Yeah.
But I suspect, and I think there will be a real variety of different businesses there. So that's going to be an interesting thing for me to see what's going on, because, obviously, you don't always see every business...
Yeah.
In the local community and beyond, because you know, they may not be obviously visible, but they may be very active, but just in somewhere that I hadn't seen before. So that's going to be my interesting the priority for me to see what's going on.
And with you doing best new business, as you were saying, you'll have businesses which are maybe only just started up,
correct.
You know, really, really recently, which within that, you're then learning more about what it is that they do and the support that they would need and all that kind of thing. You'll learn more about them, which is fabulous.
Exactly right. Yeah, no, it's good.
Amazing. Same question to you, Lewis. What are you most looking forward to about being involved?
I think everything's quite exciting, I think. Yeah. It's the first time. So, yeah, it's all sort of new to us. But for us, a lot of our client base and the people that we've historically worked with, we work a lot in the tech sector.
Yeah.
Or a lot of large businesses that are more national, mm-hmm. International businesses. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then recently we've been more involved in the local community.
Yeah.
So I think for us, just meeting more businesses in the community, seeing how, you know, different kinds of businesses are developing their team and mm-hmm. yeah, and growing. I think that's the what we're looking forward to most.
Absolutely. Amazing stuff. Okay, so this is kind of the big question. We're getting mm-hmm. down to the nitty-gritty now. So, Simon, we're going to start with you. Mm-hmm. As the judge of your category, mm-hmm. what kinds of things will you be looking for in an mm-hmm. awards entry?
Yes, well, innovation,
mm-hmm.
creativity,
yep.
Sound business structure and a sound business mind behind this, you know, running the show, basically.
Yeah.
And yeah, I just think I'll know the winner when I see them.
Absolutely.
I think that's my experience of previous years.
Yeah,
I suspect there's going to be some very strong entrants, even though there's maybe startups, but there'll be people on a mission, frankly, to make that business work and beyond. So yes, yeah, so as I say, primarily I'll be looking for somebody who really stands out.
Yeah.
And I just think, yeah, you're going somewhere. That's my instinct on it.
Amazing, brilliant. And what about you, Lewis? What are you going to be looking for investment in people?
I think for us, and it might sound a bit fluffy, but we're sort of looking for authenticity. I think is the only thing. I think there's a lot of ways, and obviously we've worked with a lot of large corporates, and you know, not to tarnish them with the same brush, but I think, you know, there's a lot of ways that people say they're looking after their team and investing in their team, but actually, I think when it comes down to it, we're looking for businesses that really are caring about their team
and
the development of the people within more than just, you know, half hour early finish on a Friday
fruit bowl.
I think it's so important, like putting your employees at the same level as your clients and your customers. Absolutely, I think that's important, because if you don't have a team that's being invested in, how can you then invest in the people that you've got coming to you?
And I think, you know, most businesses are only as good as the people that they have.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I want to...
Absolutely. Amazing. In terms of that in particular, when you see the entries, is there anything that, like, written in, like, a nomination or in an entry that's going to stand out for you if they say something in particular? I know it's quite a specific question, but...
being the first year, I've not seen any...
Because
obviously it's still open for the next few weeks.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I'm not sure. I'm hoping, as Simon says, that I'll sort of know when I see it.
Yeah.
You
just
will.
Not a fruit bowl in the office.
No.
Exactly, yeah.
We have a fruit bowl. You're like, right, okay, cool. Good to know. Yeah. No, absolutely. Going that one step further, I suppose,
exactly,
as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Amazing. That. And are you guys both looking forward to the actual day, the event and the dinner and everything?
Absolutely. I have to say,
you've attended before, haven't you,
before,
Simon?
It's
yeah.
great. It's really, food's usually really good and the atmosphere is excellent. It's a lot of fun. And when whoever wins that particular category, it's a real party atmosphere. It's a really good night out.
Amazing. Absolutely. So obviously we were saying that the nominations are still open. They actually close on the Friday, the 16th of May. So there is loads of time to get the nominations in, and then entries officially close, I think it's the 26th of May. It's a little bit later than that. I will put the website up, so if I've got the dates wrong, no one shoot me. But it's around that time. You've got a couple of weeks after the nominations close for the entries to close as well. Is there anything else you guys want to mention before we sign off? I think I've asked all my questions. Anything else you guys want to add?
No, I think just encourage all local businesses to enter. Mm. It's a great
nominate.
Take part to win.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Take part to win.
Take
Fabulous.
Part to win. that's my message. Please, the more that people either put other people or businesses up for entry, brilliant. You can enter yourself, of course, if you wish. It's absolutely not a problem. But no, the more we have, the more we know that you know, Uckfield and Beale is actually happening. So that's why I think as many we can get involved with this, the better.
Absolutely. Amazing. Brilliant. Well, thank you guys so much for coming in this afternoon. It's been a pleasure to meet both of you and wish you both the best of luck with picking your winners, and of course enjoy the awards in October.
Thank you.
Amazing. No problem. Thank you so much.
Thanks for your time.
No problem.